Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Gresh and Keith.
Gone! Into the seats, a home run number one for Raff. Gone! Enrique Hernandez has his first home run as a member of the Red Sox. The Red Sox have won their fourth straight.
Suck on it.
Andy Gresh.
Smith goes uppers on Ilya Samsonov to give Boston a two-goal lead with 3:05 to go.
You have to control what you can control, and, you know, if Ovechkin's going to shoot the puck and he's going to score, you know, it's the next shot. That's all you got to worry about, and that's all I'm worried about.
Rich Keefe.
That means get to four. Do they like Justin Fields? I don't think so. Do they like Trey Lance? I'm not sure.
Gresh and Keefe starts right now.
You guys are the worst.
Well, yeah.
Let's go.
On WEEI.
We've hit the lunchtime hour of Gresh and Keefe. This show is flying on a Friday. Hopefully you're having a great one wherever you are. Thank you for making us your choice in Boston Sports Radio. You're riding the wave, baby. Tell a friend about Gresh and Keefe on WEEI, WEEI Sports Radio Network. Hello to all of New England on our network stations. Yesterday, we looked at the first round quarterbacks for this year's draft. In fact, J. Charles Wiggins had mentioned to us that he heard us talking about it yesterday.
He just wants to talk draft with us. He is what it comes down to.
He's dying
he might
to.
Have to sit in on a show just so he can get all of his draft thoughts out.
So yesterday we looked at those top five guys and said good, great, or grotesque. And
was it grotesque or gruesome?
Or gruesome.
I feel like we were all over the map. Was it gruesome?
I think
so
it might have
three
been
categories
Ghastly.
For these court.
No, that was one of them.
Gross.
No, egregious.
John?
That John. Doesn't even begin
John?
With the letter G.
It's a very simple alliteration thing that we're doing. Anyway, forget it. So,
can you add?
Add?
No.
It's a spelling issue.
You're the one that you guys were arguing about whether 3 minus 2 equals 1.
I know.
I was hence a joke on that. So, here's the deal. This was all kind of projecting. Like, what do we think these quarterbacks are going to do? So, now we're going to look back on it. And so, we have to put each category or each quarterback into one of three categories, which, again, it seems like there's great, then there's good, and then there's this big gap until you get to the grotesque or the gruesome. There probably should be another category, but what are we going to do about
conjecture?
I don't know.
We have all this out there.
But fine.
So there's good, there's great, there's gross or grotesque, and then there's other.
Other.
So maybe what we'll have to do is
back.
Downright ghoulish.
No, here's what it is. I think what we'll have to do is in some of these guys that we set aside, if we can't get to them today,
okay.
We might have to like revisit for future discussion and maybe clarify these cats, or we could just put them in a category of I wouldn't have wanted them anyway.
Okay, so there's that. So I also think we also kind of put the caveat, a great quarterback is somebody who is in the top quarter of the league. And maybe not every year of their career, but at some point, you know, maybe a couple of times,
sure.
Was a top 8 quarterback. The good quarterback is probably somebody ballpark 9 through 19, 20 in the league.
Ryan Tannehill.
And this is where we run into a little bit of an issue, is the bottom category, the grotesque, is both busts, but it may also include some guys who stayed in the league, but just you would want no part of.
Right.
So that's sort of what we're working with here.
Okay.
All right. Do we want the list? Do we want to start
yes,
with the list
sir.
Here? All right.
Yeah.
Sean, start with two. And again, these are just first round pick quarterbacks. So at the end of this, we can say, all right, what is the percentage of good, percentage of great, grotesque? And we'll rank the guys most recent too, but that's also kind of a little unfair for some of them. So we might have to make up another category.
So 20-year window. Here 20, we go.
And I believe it's 60 quarterbacks Ooh. Have been drafted in the first round since 2000.
Rapid
in
fire.
The year 2000,
that's
the
right.
18th pick in the draft was Chad Pennington.
Hang Good. On.
That was the first quarterback drafted that year was Chad Pennington.
Yeah,
first,
that was,
that's amazing in and of itself.
Well, that was the classic. Was it the Brady six or whatever? The six guys drafted ahead of Brady. So Brady was the seventh quarterback taken in the sixth round. So that was not a very hot quarterback draft. So there's only one, Adam Marshall, Chad Pennington. I'd say good.
Good.
Good quarterback.
Yep.
All right, mark that down. Good quarterback. That was easy. No debate there.
No.
Right,
quick and easy. 2001, first overall, Michael Vick.
Good.
Complicated.
How much time do you have?
Yeah.
No, I would
put him in good.
He won a playoff game in Green Bay for Atlanta, and then even when he got out of prison, he came back for Philly and was pretty good. Like, I think they were happy with their pick.
Agreed.
You know, so I'd say good pick.
2002, first overall, David Carr.
I don't know if it was all his fault, but that would certainly be a grotesque.
Yeah, that would be.
That would be
grotesque. Very grotesque.
Yeah.
Third overall, Joey Harrington.
Good Lord. Also of the grotesque.
Wow.
Or the gruesome or whatever.
Now, we're doing all the QBs in the first round?
Just first round QBs.
Okay.
Yeah.
First round QBs. Okay. Because I know that Shime's been sticking around the top there, but David Carr. Oh, my God.
Did not have it.
And yet he hung around the league for 13 years, I think it was, which is amazing when you think about it.
I think he was a backup for a while. Was he on one of those Giants teams? He might even have a Super Bowl ring.
Yep, right? He was, yeah.
32nd overall, something named Patrick Ramsey.
Yeah, I'm a no on Patrick Ramsey. Yeah, that'd be 0-3 there in 2002.
That is a grotesque pick.
Bad year for quarterback.
Yeah.
Not strong.
On to 2003, first overall, Carson Palmer.
Can I put him in great? Or is he just good? Carson Palmer was pretty damn good.
I think good. Because I can't, there isn't, here's what I remember about Carson Palmer in the playoffs. He got hurt.
Okay.
Like, I don't remember.
I mean, one of those years wasn't his fault. I'm pretty sure he got clipped in the back well after he threw the football.
Kimo von Olhoffen. Kimo von Olhoffen killed me in Boise State. I was a freshman. He literally hit me on the top of the helmet and I fell backwards.
Explains everything.
Really. Pretty much.
How Gresh is the way that he is. A three-time Pro Bowler, played a lot of seasons.
There's a large contingent of people that think that he should have gotten the MVP over Cam in 15 as well. I feel like
he was great. They went 13-3 that year. He threw 4,600 yards, 35 touchdowns, 11 picks. He might be. So I say great.
He might be the good. Gatekeeper of
Gresh,
great.
Gresh says good. Shime, you have to break the tie. You want to say?
I'll say great.
Is he the worst great quarterback?
I'm going to say great.
Oh, we have a ways to go yet.
We do. Okay. All right. But all right. Put him on.
For now, he is the first great quarterback.
Okay. I think so.
In that same year, seventh overall, won Byron Leftwich.
Good.
I think he was good. Yeah. Good. I think you'd have to say he was good.
You're hot as you feel it. I'm gonna hit that.
By the way,
now a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, by the way, tough spot for him too, getting drafted to like Jacksonville.
Yeah,
they've been a mess.
Kind of made the most of it.
Hung around. Went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, right.
19th overall in 2003, Kyle Bowler.
Yeah, that's
a
grotesque.
That's a.
Although I always remember, this is going back now 18 years, but during the draft, they were showing video of Kyle Bowler on the 50-yard line on a knee, throwing the ball through the uprights.
Right.
I said, my God, a rocket arm on him. But nope, sucked.
That Billick was still there, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
22nd overall in that draft, Rex Grossman. Now, sexy Rexy.
Before you answer, he went to a Super Bowl.
He did.
But no, you got to go grotesque, right?
Grotesque.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't buy it.
Grotesque.
That's a one-year outlier.
Yes.
That guy went there, and that's the lost Super Bowl New England will never get back.
Mm-hmm. 2004, we finally get something of value here. Eli Manning.
Great.
I'm going to say good.
Great.
I'm going to go great. Yeah. He won two Super Bowls.
Well, I mean,
Michael Strahan and he
didn't screw it up.
How did he do it every other year besides those two?
Wow.
I mean, that Manningham pass alone puts him in great.
Manningham's thing was about the catch. And we're going to go, it was wide open, but still lots of guys have blown it. Like the throw to Burris, that's money, baby. And it's late in the game. It's all the stuff we get blood flow for over Brady.
Yeah, I just.
And you look at his like 35,000 yards or something like that.
Yeah, I guess if I have Carson Palmer on the list, I got to put Eli Manning on the list.
Number four in that same draft, Philip Rivers.
Great.
Yep,
great. Yeah, because I think he's better than Eli. So
you'd take him this year.
matter of fact.
Can't move.
Yeah.
Number 11 in that same draft, Ben Roethlisberger.
Great. Him and Eli Manning are very similar.
I think Ben might even be better. I think Ben's regular seasons might be better. Now, he was awful in their first Super Bowl win. Like, that, talk about just being along for the ride, yep, that first Super Bowl. But still, I would say he's been great. And that's a good quarterback draft.
And the best guy in the draft, yeah, without a question, number 22 overall, J.P. Losman.
Amazing.
That is, yeah.
J.P. Losman. Tulane, right? Didn't he go to Tulane?
Oh, yeah. The worst so far had been Bowler and Losman, and I don't know if they're going to be challenged. Well, they might.
I don't know.
Well,
we'll get there. I know
Cleveland's got to get in there, but
we
when
still
you,
got 16 years to go here.
Imagine if a Kyle Bowler type came here at New England at 15. Oof. Oh my God. Good anyway,
Lord. On to 2005, first overall, Alex Smith.
I'd say good. I'd say good quarterback.
Yep. It's amazing. He's still in the league.
Right.
24th overall, Aaron Rodgers.
Great. All timer. Yep. No debate there. Nope.
And 25th overall, Jason Campbell.
So
good.
You think?
Yeah.
I was saying he was on his way to being good, but then I think it kind of went off the rails there.
I think
injuries and everything else.
Well, you know, and maybe some of this in my instant reaction is tainted from hearing names like Kyle Bowler and J.P. Losman, but he wasn't. You know who he is? This is our first guy that we have to put in the other pile.
So, because we need a fourth category because he doesn't belong in Kyle Bowler, J.P. Losman's group. But he also doesn't, in my mind, belong in, like, the Alex Smith group either. Like, he's not, wasn't that good. Like, look at his numbers. He did throw more touchdowns than picks. But
he threw 20 touchdowns once.
One time.
Dude, you know what it is?
He went 4-12 that year.
All I hear in my head is Lois Griffin from the Family Guy episode. Purgatory. Well, it's not that good. It's not that bad, but it's not that good.
Didn't he hold the record, too, for like most consecutive attempts without an interception for a long time?
He did have some weird stat like that, but I'm going to say this. So if we said good quarterbacks are somewhere between 9 and 20, 21 in a given season, was he ever one of the 16 best quarterbacks, 18, 20 best quarterbacks in a season? I don't think he was. He's a back-end starter for a few years, and even though it's an unfair grading system, I would put him in grotesque.
Okay. I think
this
we maybe.
Bad.
There
it's
you
not
go.
That good. It's not that
there you go. We'll put him in. That's you know what? We just found our G.
Yeah.
Griffin. He's in the Griffin category. Not that good, not that bad. There you go.
All right, we have a fourth category now.
We have a Griffin category.
Yep, Griffin. So he's a Griffin.
Okay, he's a Griffin. Mm-hmm. 2006, third overall, Vince Young.
Now, he had a nice rookie year, but it's I would say grotesque.
Yeah,
I'd say
out of the league pretty quick, got fat.
Yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing.
He was on that dream team, though.
Fat.
10th overall that year, Matt Leinart.
Same. He never even had the good rookie year like Vince Young did.
Yeah, like, I thought he was going to be okay, but yeah.
He was
grotesque.
He was horrible.
No, and 11th overall that year, Jay Cutler.
I think good.
Good.
I think Cutler, like a starter. You knew every year for a while, starter. Whether it was the Bears or the Broncos, like starter.
Pure middle-of-the-road guy.
100% guy, middle of the pack.
We move on to 2007.
Oh, boy.
My favorite pick. First overall, Jamarcus Russell.
Fat.
Greatest Jamarcus Russell story of all time was they were convinced he wasn't watching tape. So what they did when he was in Oakland is they gave him blank tapes, or might have even been a CD at that time, whatever. And they asked him about it. They're like, "So what did you see on the video? And like, or did you watch the video? Did you see like the man to man defense or whatever?" And he's like, "Yeah, I saw it. The man to man. Yeah." Like, they were blank, you moron. They're blank. They outed him for not watching any tape.
It's like the coach that slides up. Pornography in there when you're watching tape.
Yeah, it was good, coach.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Those were blank tapes. Oh, God. Useless.
By the way, if you're just joining us, we're going through an exercise like we did yesterday. Good, great, gross, or Griffin now. Of all of the first round quarterbacks of the 2000s. So these are all these first round picks to try to figure out the hit and miss rate of all these teams over a 2-decade span.
2007, 22nd overall, Brady Quinn.
Awful.
Grotesque.
Just grotesque.
Big
for
whiff.
Sure.
Yep.
That Brady Quinn versus Stafford shootout, though, one of the greatest games in NFL history.
Okay.
This is my type.
Good for you. We moved to 2008.
John, take your word for it.
2008, third overall, one Matt Ryan, another guy John's going to complain about.
No, honestly, I don't love him, but he got one an MVP, so you got to go great.
Yeah.
Great.
He's been really good.
Yep.
18th overall, Joe Flacco.
Is he elite?
Good. This isn't bad. It's not that good. It's not that bad.
He probably belongs in Griffin, but I'm going to bump it up to good.
Yeah.
He was the starter for so long. They won a Super Bowl. he actually was great in that postseason. Actually, he's more like Eli Manning to me than Philip Rivers is.
Ooh.
Flacco's closer to Eli.
I know Flacco's run when they won the Super Bowl was as good a postseason as anybody has ever had. That's why I put him in the good, but there's a debate there. There's no question.
I would say he's good. Flacco also transferred out of Pitt because he didn't think he could beat out Tyler Palko.
That's right. He went to Delaware.
That's right.
And was a first-round pick out of Delaware.
Not bad.
Screw you, Tubby Raymond.
2009,
guy
first
told me
overall.
I couldn't play.
How can you possibly
the bird.
Say that?
2009, Sorry. First overall, Matthew Stafford.
I'm over living in a dictatorship that we call Michigan.
Thank you, Kelly. Definitely good. I guess the question is he great?
There you go.
Was he ever a top eight quarterback in the league?
I think good.
I'll go with good right now. Yeah. I think he could have a great year this year, but I would say good overall.
Matthew Stafford is going to be the equivalent of like numbers change in sports and you try to reconfigure your thoughts of like guys going into the Baseball Hall of Fame based on numbers. He is a pure fantasy football stud. But the diehard football people are going to be like,
I think if you put Philip Rivers in the great category, you also have to put Matthew Stafford in the great category, specifically because he took a dumpster fire Lions team and took them to the playoffs, at the very least, a couple of times. There are very few quarterbacks drafted to a crappy team and a crappy organization that can completely turn them around and at least go 500 and above multiple times.
Yeah, I think this could be a breakthrough year for him because he's going to be surrounded by competent coaching and people. But I don't know.
Played
I know
you, with a Hall of Famer. He played with a
so did Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers played with one of the best teams of the 2000s and didn't beat the Patriots.
Well,
he made the playoffs all the time.
Yeah, he did make the playoffs all the time. And let me give you a little divider there. That guy got surgery on his ACL on a Tuesday and showed up in Gillette Stadium on
Matthew
a Sunday.
Stafford did something very similar. He didn't miss
in the playoffs,
a single game
in an AFC
for
title
like
game?
8 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because when you're losing them all, you're out in the fourth quarter.
I know you guys don't love Pro Bowl as a metric, but I'm just going to point out he's made one Pro Bowl in his entire career.
Wow. Really?
As many
and
as Mitch Trubisky,
5,000
yards. Young.
I would have. Yeah. You know what? In about 5 years, there's going to be a ton of guys to throw for 5,000 yards, and it ain't going to matter. But anyway, we digress.
I'm going to put them in good.
We're in the goods.
Fifth overall that year, Mark Sanchez.
He made two AFC championship games.
I know he did.
Yeah,
he's grotesque. Much known for the butt fumble then.
Correct.
Winning in Foxborough.
Correct.
17th overall. Josh Freeman.
Was it a good season or am I just thinking of a couple of good games? But overall, you'd have to be grotesque. Like, he just wasn't
grotesque,
he wasn't a long enough starter or anything like that.
K-State.
We move into the next decade, 2010, Sam Bradford.
So
first overall.
This guy with the injuries.
He's a Griffin. We have to flesh that one out.
Griffin, I'm
this
with you.
This isn't bad. It's not that good.
I think he's a Griffin. I'm with you on that.
Here's where I admire Sam Bradford. He got Philadelphia to give him $18 million, and I think he got the Cardinals to give him like $17 million or something on the back end of his career. Yeah. He made about $90 million. Good for him.
He was good in Minnesota for that one
There was
year.
A point in time where he was really good, and then he became captain checkdown.
Got hurt
too.
I think he was just scared of the pass rush.
All right, put him in the Griffin.
25th overall in 2010, Josh McDaniels' own Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I won a playoff game. You want to play off? Beat Pittsburgh
game.
In the playoffs.
Gruesome, grotesque, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
Okay, we moved to 2011. First overall, Cam Newton.
The process doesn't stop.
I think you have to go great.
Mm-hmm.
He's an MVP, went to the Super Bowl. I think you have to say great.
Yep, with you.
Eighth overall, Jake Locker.
Okay, these ones are easy.
This is bad.
Jake Locker, see you later.
See ya, yep.
10th overall, Super Bowl champion, Blaine Gabbert.
Stop it. Awful. Awful quarterback. Awful.
Blaine Gabbert's going to be the guy who's going to have a job for 5 more years that's going to have fans screaming, how come you just don't go with a young guy from Richmond? Like, that guy's bad.
Not having it.
And 12th overall, the guy whose wife is now more popular than him, Christian Ponder.
This might be the worst on the list so far.
Pretty bad.
I think we might have just bottomed out here with Christian Ponder.
His wife's pretty good on TV.
All right.
2012, first overall, Andrew Luck.
Hello.
Great.
I think you have to say great.
And I know he retired and he walked away, but when you look at his,
he was a top five quarterback for a few of those years. I think I'm with you. Yeah, great.
Yep. He just had the short. You know what he is? And he's not going to the Hall of Fame, but he is, he's very Terrell Davis-like in terms of he was really good, but it just was a short period of time.
Yeah.
Second overall that year, Robert Griffin III.
He was on his way to being great. He had a great rookie year.
Right.
But the injury, Is he fit going the Griffin category?
I think he has to be good.
Wait, why?
Because he was tremendous his rookie year.
Okay.
They rushed him back from a bad injury after that playoff run because of some stupid Adidas campaign.
Oh, that was so bad.
And then he got re-hurt. And
field was like a mess when he was out there.
But like after 16 games, when you made that draft pick, you were happy about that pick.
Yeah, see, that's what's tough about this one, because it was a good pick. He had a better rookie year than Luck did. He was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then just the injuries were
I was never a big believer in him to begin with, so that's why I put him in that whole, like, grotesque category.
But it was one season, though.
He's still hanging around the league.
No, so I know.
He's another guy. No, but I mean, just in terms of, like, I would have thought 4 years ago he'd be done.
So
see
do we
later.
Go Griffin, then?
No, I think you have to go grotesque. For example, like, was Greg Oden a good pick? You're like, well, he got hurt. It's like, well, he wasn't a good pick.
Yeah, but like he didn't play.
He played a couple.
Like
games.
Robert Griffin III was in it.
I know he was great.
He's the
rookie
Sam Bowie of the NFL.
Yeah, he is great, but I would put him in the grotesque.
We move on to my favorite person on this entire list, number 8 overall, Ryan Tannehill.
I mean, minimum good.
I'm comfortable with good for him.
Let's put him good for now.
Yeah.
Good.
He can still increase his value.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, just like Stafford. Good. Like some of these guys clearly can still go up, and Tannehill's on the rise. It's the arrow pointing up on Tannehill.
There you go.
Yeah.
22nd overall in 2012, Brandon Weeden.
He was 36 when they drafted him, and they just thought, like, our window is now.
He already retired from being a postal worker.
Yeah, somewhere Chris Wenke's going, thank you for erasing my name from the old drafted quarterback
Correct.
Record books.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, grotesque.
Yeah, grotesque. Yeah.
We moved to 2013, 16th overall, EJ Manuel.
Yep, that's a grotesque one as well.
Good job by the Bills, mm-hmm. Losman and Manuel. There you go. Yep.
Right back on to 2014, number 3 overall, Blake Bortles.
Grotesque.
That's an all-timer.
It was pretty bad, but it was similar to Sanchez, where it was like he was starting on these pretty good teams, and then you're just like, oh, no, it's just awful. See ya. Like, that was it. Like, that Jacksonville team was loaded. I mean, it was defensive base.
17
but it was
AFC title game. Yeah, he was still great on that team, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not good.
But no, not
but
good.
But no.
No.
22nd overall, Johnny Manziel.
The incredible thing is the Browns took, not only did they take Brandon Weeden, Brady Quinn, and Johnny Manziel, they were all the 22nd pick in the draft.
That's amazing.
How does that happen? But yeah,
and you would think
awful.
That wouldn't get you in cap trouble, but not only did they make those bad picks, and they still got into cap trouble.
Right.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
32nd overall in 2014, Teddy Bridgewater.
Bridgewater is not going to win you any games, but he's not going to lose you any games either.
Good breakdown. I would say good. I look at him as sort of middle, maybe bottom of the mid, like 20th best quarterback in the league. Yeah.
He would just qualify for good.
Yep.
Yeah,
I think he's one of
but
the worst.
But he may end up
one
in
of the
a Griffin.
Worst good.
Yeah, he may end up in a Griffin category at some point.
We move to 2015. There are only two, first and second overall. Jameis Winston, first overall.
That's a W.
Is that a grotesque?
You think so?
I think that's. I
he
think
threw
when you
5,000 yards in a season
and 30 touchdowns,
33 touchdowns, made a Pro Bowl. You know me, I'm the Pro Bowl counter. I think you got to put him in the Griffin because he's also. He could start this year.
I can
year
buy
with,
that.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's wait.
Because I'm down on him pretty
I know,
bad.
But I just have a hard time putting him in the same category as Johnny Manziel or Tim Tebow or
that's
another
Boston.
Possible stock pointing up guy if he played in for Sean Payton this year. And
that's
he's
what I'm saying. I think
games.
He could. I think that's a guy to keep an eye
yeah,
on.
Yeah. If
year.
He has yeah. a bad year this year, yeah. then we'll know that yes. he's in the grotesque because yes. they'll probably move on from yeah. him.
Second overall, Marcus Mariota.
I think that's grotesque.
Yeah.
I think that's way closer to grotesque.
I think right now you got to go grotesque. He probably deserves to be a Griffin category for now. Like, might not be good, might not be bad.
But
we just don't have any evidence of it.
But
like,
it's got to be
the problem.
His, what, third straight year as a backup?
Yeah.
You know?
I guess you go grotesque.
I won't go
that.
Grotesque.
We move to 2016, number one overall, Jared Goff.
This is a tough one. This is either a Griffin or does he sort of jump in there? Was he ever good?
Yes.
He was?
Yeah, I mean, the guy threw for a ton of yards. I mean, he beat the Chiefs 54-51 in that game.
You know what we're doing with these quarterbacks since 2013? There's a ton of, he throws for a lot of yards.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that metric is becoming, like, batting average in a way, is it not?
Or
people are just devaluing
it. I mean, he also won games. He made it to a Super Bowl.
He's 42-20 with Sean McVay. because he went 0-7 his rookie year, so toss that out. He's 42-20. That's a lot of wins.
He's
that's
good. A lot of wins. He's good with the ability to be great, but
wow,
he also
crazy.
No, but I'm saying he's only what 26.
Yeah, I'll go good.
He still has a lot of career left in theory.
I'll go good. Although I think away from McVay, I think the wheels could fall off.
We're gonna
this
find
year.
Out.
I think he's the guy who the arrow's pointing.
I know
down.
We don't always go by Pro Bowls. Made it twice.
He did. There you go. Pro Bowl counter.
Second overall, Carson Wentz.
I would say good. Again, I don't know if he ever had a good year. He was either great or horrible, and then it kind of averages out to good. That'd be my guess. He almost won the MVP that one year, so I would say you have to put him in the good category.
26th overall?
Wentz would be good.
Yeah.
26th overall, Paxton Lynch.
Awful. Ooh.
Maybe the worst on the list, actually.
Who else? How many more we got left?
We have four more drafts.
Yeah, we'll cruise through these real all quick. Right. Rapid fire. 2017, second overall, Mitchell Trubisky.
Awful.
Awful.
Grotesque.
10th overall, Patrick Mahomes.
Great.
Great.
12th overall, Deshaun Watson.
Great.
Yep.
2018, first overall, Baker Mayfield.
Good.
Good.
Third overall, Sam Darnold.
Griffin.
Griffin. Yeah, he's a Griffin.
7th overall, Josh Allen.
Great.
Good.
Tiebreaker, Sean.
I will say good.
Okay.
10th overall, Josh Rosen.
Grotesque.
Awful.
32nd overall, Lamar Jackson.
You got to go
on an MVP.
Ooh.
What do you think? You want an MVP and he's made the playoffs. And
yeah.
As of right now, like that's a great pick.
All right, I'll go. I will begrudgingly give great,
okay.
But knowing that there's a sliding scale there. Because now we're getting to the point of these guys.
They're
where it's,
so young,
yeah,
too.
A little harder to.
These ones are tough.
2019, Kyler Murray.
I think you got to at least put him in good for
good
now.
Good for now.
Daniel Jones.
Griffin.
Griffin. Yep.
And Dwayne Haskins.
Grotesque.
Awful.
And then 2020, yeah. Joe Burrow.
Do we even do these ones?
No,
you
think? I think
probably
20,
unfair.
The only one that deserves anything is Justin Herbert deserves to be put in good immediately.
Herbert and Burrow are both good. Tua would be a Griffin, and Jordan Love would be who the hell even knows. He didn't even play. But so I would say, so there was 60. Let's take these four out. There's 56 drafted between 2000 and 2019, and we can update the numbers in a little bit and tell you what the hit rate is.
Yeah, Tim Couch got lucky that he was outside the 2000s
because
he might he might be the all-time him and who's the guy lost? Ryan Leaf.
Oh.
Pretty bad.
Yes.
Pretty bad. All right, let's trend.
We're back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
Kiefer Madness.
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness with Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
I bring it.
Botox and bubbles.
And then you punch him in the crotch.
Actually levitated her out of the bed in the master chamber, out into the parking lot, and tried to draw her up into a craft.
Here's a lady taking a poop. And so I come outside, it's like, oh dear goodness.
Here we go. It's a Friday at noon 30. It means it's time for our weekend review here on Gresh and Keefe. And Gresh, let's begin here with a little segment within the segment we like to call
yep.
Trust Us, We're Professionals. It's a total of three picks for a total of one pick. Gresh, it is. It's three total picks for one total pick. What are we doing? Why do we?
They were on with JR Sports Brief. Last,
they'll take on the Timberwolves tonight at 7:30. Tomorrow night at 7:30.
Here is Sean.
Quarterbacks.
You're running down
number
the quarterback
one.
Names for us. Thank
yeah.
you. Okay. Very good. That's okay. I did catch him. I should have reminded him.
Yeah, I wasn't aware this was my job. I wasn't prepared for this.
Yeah.
To cut off guard.
Smooth.
Hey, listen, live radio, you know?
You just never know.
Nailed
we're
it.
Still figuring it out.
We are.
It's just a month.
Are. Now, this was, you know, we have a crowned an NCAA champion this week. That would go to Baylor. But last weekend, Jalen Suggs had a huge shot for Gonzaga to defeat UCLA in the Final Four. It was
yes,
a monster
sir.
Shot.
Yep.
We have both local radio calls. So first, let's hear from the winning side of things. This is what it sounded like for Gonzaga.
To the right side of the floor, defended by Kispert now. Drives, leans in, the runner comes up short. Choosing the rebounds and puts it in. We're tied at 90. 3 seconds left. Here's Suggs the other way. Pull up three for the win. Yes! Yes! That's it! Yes! Of the championship game! He knocked it out from 40 at the buzzer!
Yes!
The Bulldogs!
Wow!
Play for a national championship!
They were overwhelmed by the moment, but God bless it. That was Adam Morrison with just the screaming and the,
I got the ball!
Yes!
I got the ball!
A lot of that. So let's go on the other side. Our buddy Josh Lewin, who did some Red Sox games a couple of years ago, he was on the call on the other side for UCLA.
Zhu Zhang with 8, with 7, gets to the elbow, a floater, line drive, no, gets his own rebound, scores off the glass, 3.3 to go. Here's Suggs at midcourt, 2-1, a 32-footer. Oh! Oh my goodness, he banked it in. Gonzaga has won the game.
Wow.
Cry in your pillow. Unbelievable! Suggs hit a runner. Bank shot going home. The Bruins are going home.
Brutal.
Cry in your pillow.
Remove your belt and go as tight as you can get it.
I mean, that is like you're really getting there, right? Yeah. On those kind of calls.
You are. That is it. That is going to do it.
Inject the poison in my veins. Like,
yeah, he was having a hard time there. So, again, Gonzaga won that game, but ultimately lost to Baylor. This was a banner week, I think, for Celtics fans everywhere, Gresh, as the often discussed but never seen Romeo Langford made not one, not two, but three appearances. So, I know he's sort of a guy that, you know, friends would tell you about and you didn't believe him, but Romeo Langford does, in fact, exist.
For centuries, mythical cryptids have roamed in the darkness all over North America. Bigfoot lives in the Pacific Northwest. The Jersey Devil stalks house pets in the woodlands of New Jersey. And the Mothman roams the rolling mountains of West Virginia. Now, a new cryptid has emerged in Boston. Romeo Langford.
Pretty good. And you know
and
what?
Then he started.
he started a game, so now we're seeing this guy all the time.
And
he wasn't bad either.
And by the way, the Celtics will play the Timberwolves tonight. We'll see if he's in the starting lineup. We'll talk with ESPN's Bobby Marks at 1 o'clock. But, of course, we come up with something great, and now they put him in the damn lineup.
You see him all
night.
The time. Like, all right, okay. That's maybe what it needed. Was
he needed your juju is really what it was.
Treatment is what he needed.
I wouldn't have come up with cryptid. I didn't know what the hell that was.
You know, your Wendigo, your Chupacabra. Your Jersey Devil. These are some of the cryptids that are out there.
Is a chupacabra?
Chupacabra.
Kind of? Oh.
Yeah, it eats farm animals.
It sucks the blood of a goat.
Yeah, Shyam's not wrong about that.
Oh.
I'm 100% accurate.
Gotcha.
I know exactly what a chupacabra is. Uh-huh.
Blood versus goat's milk. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you didn't think the Red Sox were playing for keeps this year, well, let's go back to the fifth game of the season. And this was the final call from our very own Joe Castiglione.
He deals. Swing and a drive to right field. Arizona going back, still going back. Turns it. It's over his head, and the Red Sox win the ball game. He got twisted around, didn't make the play. It'll be a two-run double for J.D. Martinez, and the Red Sox win it 6-5. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
Can you believe
game
it,
five.
Baby?
Wow. They haven't lost since. They're flying high right now.
What are you more excited for? Joe Castiglione with the, can you believe it? Or the, oh my God, they lost. Give me the strychnine.
That's where you got to tune in every night.
That's right.
Because you're going to get one or the other.
The entertainment value of Joe Castiglione.
They're both fantastic.
No question.
We also introduced everybody this week to Aggravated Alex. Of course, Alex Cora, Red Sox manager, will do an interview every week with OMF. And then we'll provide you what he really said the very next day.
I don't know. It's funny because everybody feels like he doesn't want to make plays. Everybody feels like he doesn't have range. And early in the season, it's the other way around. He wants to make every play. He's showing his range. So it's just about making decisions, right? And he needs to understand that there's a guy right next to him that, you know, Xander Bogaerts.
That's never going to go away.
No.
Xander bleeping Bogaerts.
No, Xander Bogaerts.
I absolutely love it.
That's a t-shirt right there, boy.
We talked a little bit about game show hosts earlier in the program. Greg Hill said Alex Trebek's the greatest of all time.
Yes.
I don't know if he is or he isn't. He's definitely in the mix. But one of the guys that is getting an opportunity to potentially replace Alex Trebek is Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
And on his very first show, this is how Final Jeopardy went for him.
Scott, did you come up with the correct response? who wanted to kick that field goal. That is a great question. Should be correct, but unfortunately for this this game today, that's incorrect, and you're going to lose 0.
That opens the door up to who drafted Jordan Love, and like just many, many more along the way.
Dez actually caught it.
Yeah, right.
I'm actually really impressed that that guy was able to do what Twitter trolls were unable to do, and he did it on national television.
Yeah.
There's like Twitter fingers, and then there's the guy who does it in Jeopardy and sacrifices money to do so, by the way.
He nailed
Some
it.
Guy with Twitter fingers.
That's right. He absolutely did it. And the last thing we have for you here on Week in Review is going back to Monday, our guy Chris Scheim had an absolute weekend. And he came back on Monday sounding like he went after it just a little
bit. Looked.
Sounded a lot like he looked. And every hour, we were able to check in with him on the trending.
Online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Scheim sounds horrible. What happened to you?
I had a big weekend. I tried to recover yesterday.
You did not.
I told him to do his Do-Re-Mi's before the trend.
Go get a Gatorade at the end after this.
I
have a coffee.
Get him an IV.
Got my glow sticks to hang with Sergey watching table tennis.
What a start for the Red Sox. They capped off the weekend.
Did you sleep at all this weekend? What happened?
Actually, I probably slept too much. First
Who
pitch,
got
7-10.
Ripped more, Garrett Richards or Chris Scheim this weekend?
Trending now brought to you by FineMassMoney.com.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding
me? It's time to change.
All-time leading tackler in the history of the Kings.
Yeah, that's big. Celtics beat the Hornets 116-86 to get back to 500 on the season. Show. Interesting note from practice skate this morning. No Halak.
Don't do interesting notes.
Just do it. You don't have time to like ad lib here.
There's some fun facts about the game tonight as well.
Read the sponsor and get out.
Guys, I'm Chris Scheim. Yeah, that's what's trending now. What a start for the Red Sox. The effort for their first win again tonight. Visit them online at artpainting.com or download their app.
Oh, my God. Worse.
I mean, you're getting – you're literally
I can't help it. He's laughing next to me, which just makes me want to naturally laugh.
I can't not. I'm sorry.
You guys are the worst.
Well, yeah.
Let's go. What's trending?
I'm Chris Scheim. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
What a performance.
I'm going to get some Maduro cigars for Scheim.
Because
if he has two Maduros, like the real deep, dark cigars over the weekend, he'll be like this every Monday. Like,
oh,
we have to now set him up.
That was great.
Because it's not like you're going to turn down the sticks if given to you.
Never.
And you know, when you listen to it again, it was, now that I've heard it a second time, like, there were points where you were definitely sounded like you drank some Drano or something.
Trending now brought to you by FineMassMoney.com.
Oh, my God.
There were some spots in there that were...
The crack kills me.
That is pretty good. Well, crack does kill, and good. That's a good message to send. Anything else there, Keith?
No, that's going to do it. That's your Week in Review.
Oh, man. That's why you listen to this show with Gresh and Keefe. It is our little world of the ridiculous, stupid, and the sublime from the week that was in Week in Review. Hey, here's something dumb that we're going to do for the first time, but I actually can't wait. Guess the Google autofill next.
All-time leading tackler in the history of the Kings.
Yeah, that's big. Celtics beat the Hornets 116-86 to get back to 500 on the season.
You know, Xander Bogaerts.
Right back to the Meat Sweats.
Meat Sweats. I was listening to Meat Sweats the other day.
That is, instead of sweating your bench, you're getting the Meat Sweats.
Gresh and Keith on EEI.
All right, back here on Gresh and Keefe, we got Bobby Marks from ESPN join us at 1 o'clock, talk some Celtics, talk some hoops. But this is a game we're going to try out for the first time ever here on the Gresh and Keefe program. It's going to be called Guess That Google Autofill. So basically, if you go to Google, as everybody knows, and you go to type something in to search for it, it's going to autofill with very popular searches. So a very simple case, if you just type in Tom Brady spacebar, stats, net worth, age, kids, like all these things pop up from what people have been searching.
Yep.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to pit Scheim and Gresh against each other here. See if you guys can guess these. It's also a little family feud-ish because what I did is I have a bunch of things that I typed into Google and then the top four things that popped up. So you guys can take a stab at it, see if anybody can get the number one search result.
You're on your Richard Dawson kick today.
I am, yeah. The guy's great.
Do you have to give the winner a kiss, or?
I'm going to kiss whoever wins on the mouth. And the loser also on the mouth.
We fight real hard.
All right, here we go. So the first one. Name that Google autofill.
Okay.
It hurts when I. It hurts when I.
P.
Correct. First one was P, followed quickly by poop. Swallow and breathe.
My next one would have been
okay. All right. How to fix A. How to fix A. If you Google how to fix A, what pops up? Shine, want to take a stab?
Yeah, I'm going to go with how to fix a light bulb.
Incorrect. Gresh?
How to fix a...
How to fix a...
car.
That's a good one. No, the top answers were zipper, leaky faucet, hole in the wall, and broken zipper.
Zipper?
People are really upset
double
with
up
these
on
zippers.
The zippers.
They're doubling up on zippers.
Shucks.
All right, here's a little sports-themed one.
Okay.
Is Jaylen Brown? Is Jaylen Brown? You hit spacebar, what pops up?
A flat earther.
No.
Pretty
Not
good.
Not bad, though. Good guess. Gresh?
I'm going to guess all-star.
On the list, yes. The first one is playing tonight. Is Jaylen Brown playing tonight? Followed by married.
Okay.
Followed by an all-star.
Wow.
Followed by my favorite option, good. So people are Googling, is Jaylen Brown good? All right, and this next one.
What does Google tell you on that?
I don't know. Yeah, what's the result say? It probably just takes you some article or whatever. Can you eat? Can you eat?
Leaves.
No. Good guess, though. What? Did you ever Google that?
No, I'm trying to think outside the box.
Are you interested in the response to that?
No, I'm just trying to think outside the box.
All right, not bad.
Nice.
I'm going to go weed.
Good guesses. Salmon skin was number one.
Salmon skin? Oh, my God.
Followed by potatoes with eyes.
What?
Shrimp while pregnant. And kiwi skin.
I don't believe you.
These are popular searches on Google.
Google. Gotta remember, this is worldwide, Sean.
And this is worldwide. And I cleared my cache or whatever, so this isn't what I searched. I know you might be thinking I was looking about potatoes with eyes. Wasn't me. All right, how about this one? This one might be... The first one might be obvious, but the other ones, maybe guess the other ones too. Bill Belichick versus Bill Belichick.
Tom Brady.
Correct. That is the first one. Now, there's three others I have on this list.
Robert Kraft.
No, good guess.
Bill Parcells.
Another good guess. No, Andy Reid, Nick Saban, and Vince Lombardi.
Whoa.
People are searching for all of those. Very, very odd. All right, next one. Googling, is Ben Affleck? What is the autofill? Is Ben Affleck
still dating Ana de Armas?
Kind of.
Wow.
Yes, we'll give you that one. That's
I labored between the right and wrong.
No, you're right, John. That's closer than not because married and single were on there. There's two other ones. The number one, though, we have not gotten yet. Gresh.
Dead?
From Boston.
Oh, wow.
Is Ben Affleck? People are Googling.
He's your cousin from Boston.
Correct. And then also, is Ben Affleck still Batman? Which, of course, that news was broken on the Dork podcast that he was not. And number nine on the list I thought was funny.
A nozzle.
Is Ben Affleck related to Casey Affleck?
Oh, God. Well, there you go.
Number nine.
Hey, sometimes people get confused.
All right.
That's funny.
Next one. If you Google, do aliens.
Reproduce.
Not a bad guess.
Well, exist has got to be on there. Whoa.
No. So, first one was pay taxes. That's sort of a non...
Okay.
Okay. The second one was have belly buttons.
That is actually a great question.
You want to know where that comes from?
No.
An old ABC Family TV show called Kyle XYZ. He was believed he was an alien and he didn't have a belly button, and that's why.
Also, the third Google autofill was live on Neptune. And the fourth one was exist in X-Files. So you were kind of close. What? Exist in X-Files.
Wait, what sort of nugget did Shime just drop there?
Big
brain.
All right, last one.
Last one.
I have more we can always play again later. Let's go with... All right, what happens when? What happens when?
You get your stimulus check.
Your what check?
Stimulus check.
What happens when?
Then you hit spacebar, and what pops up on Google? What happens when?
You get arrested.
No, you die. you die, number one. People want to know that.
Followed by
what happens when a president is impeached.
Followed by
what happens when you stop drinking. I'll never know. And what happens when you swallow gum.
I can't confirm.
I don't think you ever digest it, though. I think it takes 7 years to get out of your system.
I thought it was the same way with gummy bears as well. Something like that.
All right, so that's how you play.
Congrats on the win.
Well, thank you, Shine. But you dropped the piece of knowledge that no one will ever be able to understand, this KY Jelly Show or something like that that you were watching back in the day explaining aliens. We roll into the final hour to talk some NBA with Bobby Marks of ESPN next.